ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಡೆತ್ ದ ಟೀಚರ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಉತ್ತಿಷ್ಠದ ಜಾಗೃತ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ವರಾನ್ನಿಬೋಧದ. ವಾಟ್ ದೆನ್ ಆಮ್ ಐ ಟು ಡೂ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್? ಈ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಥ್ರೂ ನಚಿಕೇತಸ್, ಓವರ್ ದ ಶೋಲ್ಡರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ನಚಿಕೇತಸ್. He is addressing the entire world of seekers. And he explains, Uttishta, get up! Jagrata, wake up! Anji, without waking up, how can I get up? And you say, get up, and then wake up. Every day morning this is happening, isn't it? Oh, meditation, you got up. I am late, you get up. And after getting up, you don't know where you are running. Why? Because you are sleeping. You go to the cupboard to go to the bathroom. In the cupboard. Which direction you don't know, where to go run. So, supposing, you know, you are woke up but you are not getting up, then you are turned to that side and you will continue sleeping. First, rush out of the bed. Get up! Now you are not awake, I admit. Then wake up. First, get out of these sense gratifications. Prose of thinking. You don't know anything, but get out! Then slowly come to understand why I ran out. What is the logic behind? Wake up to the understanding. First do what the master said. Then try to understand what he says. Uttishta, wake up. But so long as you are not getting up, what is the meaning of waking? Sunday. Woke up. You are no more sleepy. But why get up? Today is Sunday. You loll in the bed. It is considered to be one of the luxuries of rich countries. We developing nations cannot afford it. So we get up. The rich man can loll in the bed. Order breakfast in the bed. But the average man had to get up, wake up, or else many tragedies can happen. Half sleepy, you go to the kitchen, give the kitchen open. Oh, I have not poured water. So you take the 2 glasses of water and pour it. Where? On the kettle. You hear a sound because, you know, it's all water is going into the fire. Oh, I for open, don't it, not open. With the lid on, you are poured it. Why? You are still sleeping. What all things stupidity you can do when you are sleeping? So first, uttishta, get up. Then jagrata, wake up. Prapya varan. Go directly, go to Varan, the nobler one, meaning a teacher, the best of teachers. Nibodhata, come to know this great truth. All other activities are dissipation. Enrich your life with this knowledge. Run to those masters who can guide us and lead us. Why do you want a teacher? Swamiji, this guru, 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 it has become a commercial, a big business proposition. Why you want a guru? I got all the books in me. I have purchased all the books. I am studying it myself. I don't believe in a guru. I don't go. You can. The only difficulty is churasya dhara. Chura is a razor. That is why it's called churaga, is a barber. Chura is his instrument. The razor, the shaving razor, the cutthroat razor. Because nowadays it is not there, therefore. Nowadays it is plucked. Omkara dhvani. The sound of Omkar comes from every bathroom. Churasya, the cutthroat razor. Dhara, its sharp edge. It's called dhara, not the other one. Churasya dhara, like the edge of a razor. Nishita duratyaya. Nishida duratyaya. Nishidam sharpened. So not only the edge or the razor. If it is dull, misused and abused one, maybe it is slightly broader. But here it is sharpened on a slate, then on the leather. And it is ready. And in the hand. At that. Churasya dhara nishita duratyaya. It is very difficult to walk on it. Because it's very narrow. That is the idea. This path, spiritual path, is so narrow that to balance between dharma and adharma, between the right and the wrong, between the tensions and pulls of yama oiti and the higher aspirations of yours, to balance it and go the path is at the best. In meditation, you can reach only sleep. There are so many people come and say, Swamiji, your meditation process is so good, I tell you. What? Before, 4 pills are necessary for me to sleep. Nowadays, the moment... I said, may you improve. That wherever you sit down, you can sleep. Then our meditation will be more effective. Maximum we can reach is the sleep. To go without falling into sleep, alert and vigilant, to take the mind along the edge of sleep into the beyond. Churasya dhara nishita duratyaya. Very difficult, atyaya. Very difficult to cross over. Durgam padastat kavayo vadandi. Kavi, kavi means poets. Poet there, kavi, the word became poet because poets are people who see some beauty which average man never sees. Then he tries to express it. Kavi, the earliest construction of the word. The meaning was the great masters who had experienced revelations of truth. They experienced something and they are trying to communicate to us, the prophets, the saints, sages, and they are called kavi poets. Later on, instead of that transcendental beauty, people of the artists or the subtle mind or the people with subtle mind perceived beauty in nature around and they feel inspired and therefore they sang the song of beauty which compiled became the poetry in literature and the poetry, those who gave the poetry are called poets. Kavayo vadandi. These great men of realization who had the revelation of this truth, who had experienced this beauty of beauty, the peace that passeth all understanding, the bliss of the self. They say that the path, meaning, it is not I am saying. Lord, they say, it is not I am saying.
But those who walk the path, the great rishis say that the path is so narrow that you have to be alert, vigilant. Therefore, get up, ready to do it. You have to achieve it. Don't sit down and say that, I heard Upanishads and realized. You realized. Some book knowledge. Oh, the tape recorder can also say, I have realized. Why? The tape recorder said it, I realized. See that? So then Dandot Namaskar to the tape recorder. Why? He said that he has realized. By merely repeating. Now, Pravachanena, earlier it said, by merely speaking or capacity to speak, you are not realized. Now, who knows, Shudena, or many times you heard it, nothing happened. You have to tambrunute. Those who are doing varana, those who choose him and want nothing but that state in the mind. To such a quieted mind, it reveals, becomes perceivable, experience, gains that knowledge, awakes into that state. So that here the path is narrow, it is very difficult to cross over. But in the Bhagavad Gita we are told that you yourself is your own.
What did he say?
The path of meditation, you yourself is your own. Your own friend. You yourself is your own enemy. So nobody pushes you from that narrow path. You yourself dive. You yourself dive into right or left. So that the path is narrow to those who have the full of the oity. Those who have too much of vasanas. Through karma and bhakti, karma yoga and bhakti yoga, when the vasanas are unloaded, the mind finds a super duper highway. 5-lane highway. You reach directly. But those who are wandering, every exit, they go. Because they don't know where to go. So, super, I mean, what is it? The thin path is only just to show that the chances of falling is quicker, more than the chances of going up because of your pull towards OIT. What is then this state to be reached? Now, look, the student is asking from the intellectual level. The teacher has to talk to the intellect using the language that he understands, the language of words, or what? Of something that is to be experienced. And the very first state for experiencing is, teacher has already said, let the words and speech merge with the mind. Who merges what? Swamiji, tell me. Ye batao. Ye kya cheez? What is this Brahman? Explain. Poor Swami. 100 times you said you can't realize it, but without the words being swallowed by the mind, mind swallowed by the intellect, intellect swallowed by the total intellect quieted. Oh, I see. Now, what is that? Teacher compromises.